This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on an average. Mr. Modi celebrated Diwali with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar yesterday.
Pichle 11 varshon mein hamara defence production 3 guna se zyada ho gaya hai. Pichle saal tak ye record 1.5 lakh crore rupaye se adhik pahunch gaya hai. Main ek aur udaharan desh ko batana chahta hu. 2014 se ab tak bhartiya shipyard se nau sena ko 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valour and determination of the security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. Festival of Lights Diwali was celebrated across the country and abroad with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi yesterday. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnav encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. To ensure smooth travel during the ongoing festival season, the railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. In Bihar, after the end of the deadline for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the assembly elections, a total of 1,314 candidates remain in the fray for 121 assembly constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates withdrew their nominations. A total of 1,690 candidates had filed nomination papers across 18 districts, out of which 1,375 were found valid. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th of next month. Meanwhile, the nomination filing deadline has ended for the second and final phase of the assembly elections, which covers 122 constituencies in 20 districts. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place today, and candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd October. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram today on a four-day visit to Kerala. The President will visit the Sabarimala temple for darshan tomorrow. On Thursday, the President will unveil the statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Raj Bhavan in Thiruvananthapuram. Bringing festive cheer to Dalal Street, both the National Stock Exchange and the Bombay Stock Exchange will hold the special Diwali Maharat trading session today. According to the circular released by the exchanges, the markets will open at 1:45 p.m. and close at 2:45 p.m. All trades executed during this season will carry normal settlement obligations. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 runs in Mumbai last night. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 202 for 9 in 48.4 overs. In reply, Bangladesh fell short of the target, remaining 195 for 9 in their allotted overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.